From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square Thursday for the victims of Wednesday's attack on Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan told those gathered that Londoners would never be cowed by terrorism.
We come together as Londoners tonight to remember those who've lost their lives and all those affected by the horrific attack yesterday, but also to send a clear message. Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd and Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Craig Mackey also attended and lighted candles in memory of those killed and injured. On Wednesday, a knife-wielding attacker identified as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud drove his SUV down Westminster Bridge, mowing down pedestrians, killing two people. He reached Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbed a police officer. The attacker was then shot dead by police. A Frenchman of North African origin was arrested in Antwerp, Belgium, Thursday after he allegedly drove his car at high speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. A police spokesman said patrolling soldiers tried to stop the car, but it went through a red light and drove off. The vehicle later came to a halt near Antwerp's waterfront. The Belgian federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Antwerp police found knives in the vehicle and a canister containing an unknown substance that bomb disposal officers were checking. This is VOA News. The White House says the House of Representatives will vote Friday morning on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, as Republicans try to get more yes votes. A vote set for Thursday night was put off when House leaders determined there were not enough votes to pass it. Congressman Mark Meadows, the leader of the far-right House conservative bloc known as the Freedom Caucus, said after meeting with President Donald Trump that they reached no agreement on whether to repeal Obamacare.
If we can make sure that there is an adequate safety net, that pre-existing conditions are taken care of, where truly premiums start to go down for moms and dads, that's what it's all about. And I can tell you that that's what I heard over and over again, was does this bill actually lower premiums significantly enough to make a real difference for people that are struggling to pay for health care.
Although Republicans hold a majority in both houses of Congress, passing the bill is far from certain because of opposition from conservatives who say it does not go far enough, and moderates who fear that too many Americans would lose health insurance coverage. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against the nomination of appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch.
His nomination will have a cloture vote. He will have to earn 60 votes for confirmation. My vote will be no, and I urge my colleagues to do the same.
Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning that several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. Schumer said that he doesn't think Gorsuch would serve as a check on President Trump or be a mainstream justice. He blasted the nominee for refusing to answer question after question in hearings this week. Friday marks the United Nations World Tuberculosis Day, that is, aimed at raising awareness of a disease that kills an estimated 1.8 million people every year. The date commemorates the day in 1882 when German scientist Dr. Robert Koch announced that he had discovered the cause of the disease. It remains the most deadly infectious disease in the world. Only six countries account for nearly two-thirds of the TB cases: India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, Pakistan, and South Africa. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.